My next guest wears many hats in town. He's host of the Flowerland Show on News Radio Wood 1300, nationally on iHeartRadio. He's been the Mr. Green Thumb for ZZM Channel 13, West Michigan ABC TV affiliate, for over 20 years. And you know that latest book, I Just Wet My Plants, based on his 25 years of experience in broadcast radio. But wait, there's another book. And that's the hat that I really want to talk about today, Operation Rumination Out. We'll talk about this, but Rick Veist, I want to talk certainly about you, the person, as well. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
You're no stranger to this broadcast land.
I've been in live broadcast radio for over 25 years, and it's been loads of fun for me, and I've met so many wonderful people like you through the years.
So. Yes. Well, again, I also have to put down the athlete on your resume as well. We find each other on fairly long distance runs where I think I'm ahead of you for about the first 2 miles, and then there goes Rick Veist by giving me a little wave, and that's okay, Rick.
You're too kind, Shelley. I'll tell you what, you are an inspiration to me. I love seeing you out there on the course, and you inspire a lot of people to run, and running's important in my mind. As a matter of fact, in writing Operation Rumination, it was one of the disciplines that helped clear brain fog and help me write the book.
Let us turn the topic of our conversation to your latest, I Hold in My Hand and Paper Book, Operation Rumination, Turning Back the Clock, by you, Rick Veist, V-U-Y-S-T. How did this come about, my friend?
Well, Shelley, I last year had an occasion where someone stopped me and said, Rick, you don't really understand veteran issues. You don't understand what it is veterans deal with. And it caught me off guard. And I was like, okay, yeah, let me think about this. So I did some digging and I found that 7.3% of people in the U.S. have either served in the military or are serving. So that means there's 92.7% of people like me who have never served. And it's a regret I've carried my entire life. And in chatting with my good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Denny Gillum, decided that a way I could serve would be to commence Operation Rumination, which is what I did last year.
Yes, thank you. And of course, you continue to use Denny Gillum as your foreword for your latest release. All right, let's start with, first of all, the title. Would you talk about rumination?
Sure. Rumination, to ruminate on something. There are different types of rumination. There is healthy rumination and there's unhealthy rumination. Unhealthy rumination is when the word rumination becomes another word for worry, Shelley, where we're thinking about something over and over again and we can't get it out of our heads. There is also healthy rumination, and I decided that what I would do is I would train to meet the requirements of a 17 to 21-year-old recruit entering the Army, push-ups, sit-ups, and running to clear brain fog, to keep me sharp, and to give me the opportunity to ruminate on the blessings that I have because of the sacrifice of others. In other words, the primary premise of this book was I was going to spend the year with veterans and learn more about selfless service. So it's selfless service, Shelley, that I decided to ruminate on.
Yes. Selfless service is a taught discipline, I'm told. An example is set, and that's why stories need to be told. Rick, what is Operation Rumination, Turning Back the Clock, about?
Well, turning back the clock for myself physically, yes, mentally, emotionally, because I never served. But Operation Rumination is also spending a year with veterans as I trained to learn the lessons that I could learn from them. And let me tell you, Shelley, yes, you sit across the table from a 101-year-old World War II veteran, you're in for a treat. You are going to learn. As a matter of fact, there's one gentleman that I feature in the book. where I'm sitting with him over coffee at a McDonald's. And I say to him,
"You get a pretty good senior discount at McDonald's, I understand."
We both got the senior.
Oh, you did?
I can get the senior citizens discount now, Shelley. Yeah. So we're sitting there, and I said to him, "I said, how did you do what you did? Because this gentleman is simply amazing, and his World War II story is amazing." And he says, "Like many of the veterans told me, I did what I had to do." You know, I was influenced by mid-20th century men and women who I define as people who never complained and never explained.
Are these the greatest generation?
Yes, exactly. And they just did what they had to do. So I sit across from this gentleman, 101 years old, and we're sipping on coffee. And I say to him, "How did you do what you did?" And he shrugs his shoulders and he gives me the, "I did what I had to do." And I'm like, "No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. Give me more." And he puts his coffee down and bows his head. And then he looks up at me. And from memory, he says to me, "Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried." So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hit it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Now, you talk about goosebumps on the arms, because this gentleman, I mean, he was one of the individuals that made it to the Dachau concentration camp to free folks. Just goosebump kind of stuff for me to spend time with these World War II veterans, or Al Johnson, who served in the OSS, got a congressional gold medal. And here's someone at a young age who's jumping out of airplanes behind enemy lines and is heroic, yet is not able to tell his story for 50 years because of the secretive nature of it. Tremendous sense of humor with this individual. And so what I did, Shelley, is with the time that I spent with these veterans, I found common characteristics that they had where I could tie them all together. And they were essentially this: humility, honor, they had a strong faith or a purpose that's greater than themselves, a sense of humor, amazing. We would laugh and we would cry.
Well, you're kind of funny. You make us laugh too.
Well, so thank you very much. I appreciate that. But sense of humor is important in our lives. Selfless service. And selfless service is something that is taught. It's a learned behavior. I don't think it's innate. I think it's a discipline. It's taught. And that's why the stories are so important to tell. And then I learned a lot about courage. Because courage, Shelley, is not the absence of fear. It's doing what you have to do despite the presence of fear. And I learned that from one of the veterans in the book, Bill Hardiman. He was, yeah, Bill.
Served for Michigan.
Exactly. He was a medic in the Army in Vietnam. And I grew very close to the Vietnam veterans because they are proud of their service. But every one of these individuals, and I learned that from Bill also, they had three things in common. They all experienced fear. They all experienced loneliness. And they all experienced the cold shoulder when they returned home. And so he was one of those people I learned from that courage is not the absence of fear. It's doing what you have to do despite the presence of fear. And then the other characteristics I learned, Shelley, from these veterans were physical activity was important. It's something that they were taught in basic training and stuck with them the rest of their lives. Continual goals. I'm in the basement of Sid Langer's home, and Sid is now 100 years old. He served in the Navy on an LST, which is a landing ship tank. although they jokingly like to refer to them as long, slow targets.
Because, well, you probably learned some of the back language.
Oh, no question. And so they, you know, because they were under constant attack from kamikaze pilots. But he is an individual all his life, and even now at the age of 100, has continual goals. I'm in his basement, and he's down there putting together a travel log, and he's on the computer, and he's making a Michigan travel log, and he's got paintings in the corner. He's busy painting, and he has his garden, and his schedule is just penciled in full, continual goals. And then finally, Shelley, the other characteristics that tied these people together were strong work ethic and camaraderie. Camaraderie. They had each other's backs. So it was inspiring.
Yes. Operation Rumination, Turning Back the Clock by Rick Veist in the house to discuss. And I want to, before we finish our conversation, I do want to go back to your physical endeavor that you were successful, and again, how that changed you mentally. You know, it's not all men. You referred to Catherine Prater. You have a conversation with her in Chapter 18, Keep It Greasy Side Down.
Yes, Catherine Prater. She is a Black Hawk helicopter pilot. She inspired me. What a marvelous lady. And she is still serving. She is active duty. And as a matter of fact, Catherine gave me good advice on meeting the APFT, which is the Army Physical Fitness Test. She helped me out with that because they have to take them every 6 months to make sure that they're in the proper physical condition. Keep It Greasy Side Down simply means that when they fly those helicopters, and as I said, she's a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, the greasy part of the helicopter is always the bottom of the helicopter. So jokingly, they say, keep that helicopter greasy side down. But Jill Morgenthaler is also featured in the book. She has been on the Moth TED Talks. She's written a book. Wonderful lady. She was inspirational within the book. And then I also interviewed a 100-year-old lady who lives in Lansing, one of those continual goals types that served during World War II. And as a matter of fact, when we were done with our interview at her home, she went out into the backyard to turn compost and turn the compost pile. 100 years old. Isn't that amazing? I love it.
Well, again, and you bring those stories to us, and I imagine there might be enough for a sequel, but we are we're losing this greatest generation, Rick. So again, imagine keeping their history alive. And you also know that there are projects that do this. Your proceeds are going to a good cause.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Shelley. You bet. Grand Valley State University, Dr. James Smither has over the years been involved with something called the Veterans History Project. And I love that. And it's in association with the Library of Congress. And my point within this book also was that selfless service is taught. And so the way we teach it is by telling these stories before they're lost. And I love the work being done by Grand Valley State University, Dr. Smither. And so the proceeds from the book after costs will go to Grand Valley State University's Veterans History Project so that they can continue to find these veterans and then document their stories, record them, so that those stories are not lost.
And back to you, Rick Veist, as you approach the age of 60, jump in with both feet. You did purposefully choose this project of yours. So what kind of boot camp did you put yourself through?
Well, essentially what I did was I corresponded with young men who went through basic training last summer. And so I could ruminate on what they were going through, and also they would share with me. We would write letters back and forth, and they would share with me what they were going through. For example, in boot camp, they would have the 60-second shower. When they get to take a shower, it's over in 60 seconds. I'll tell you, Shelley,
long enough for the temperature to get.
Exactly. I had, and I admit it, I did not take 60 second showers because it takes me 60 seconds to get the temperature right. And at the age of 59, I wasn't about to do that. But they did help me also because, again, the part of my rumination, and you understand this, Shelley, you understand the importance of running or exercise and physical exercise, particularly as we age. And for me, I talk about it lifting brain fog because I primarily did it along the beach on Pier Marquette Beach in Muskegon to the lighthouse where I'd do my sit-ups, push-ups, but I would run that stretch of beach. And then you're tested on this APFT. I went to a Army-Navy surplus store and bought what is known as a PFU, physical fitness uniform. I would wear that at the YMCA when I'm running the track and I see you, Shelley, on the treadmill or whatever, working
yes,
out.
Yes, there he goes again.
That's right, round and round in circles or on the beach. But essentially, there's three things, sit-ups, push-ups, and running. A perfect score would be a 300, 100% in each. Now, I ended up doing 72 push-ups in 2 minutes, which gave me a 100% score there. I did 65 sit-ups in 2 minutes. That's a 79% score. And then I ran the 2 mile training or test run in 14 minutes and 9 seconds, which gives you an 85%. So I scored 264. You got to have a minimum of 180. So I did pass. My goal was to meet the requirements, as I said, of a 17 to 21 year old. And I did pass. So it helped me get physically fit, Shelley, but more importantly, what I learned in the process, that's what was priceless in this project.
And you do remind us of your surroundings where you continue to boost your own mental and physical spirits with the front, the pictures from the front and the back cover.
Yes, one of the most beautiful places on earth, Pier Marquette Beach in Muskegon, Michigan. The front cover is of the channel there. And the lighthouse where I would do those push-ups and sit-ups. Mm-hmm. And then the back cover, I'm standing on a paddle board and I shot a picture of the sun setting, shining through the beautiful lighthouse there. I love taking pictures and that became part of Operation Rumination also. And it was also part of turning back the clock because, you know, when you take a picture, you're essentially at least freezing time, so to speak, and it gives you an opportunity to go back and look. But more so than that, it was turning back the clock and freezing time with these wonderful veterans that I got to spend time with. And there's a quote in the book that says, it's from Anne Frank, and it says, "Anyhow, I've learned one thing now. You only really get to know people when you've had a jolly good row with them. Then and then only can you judge their true characters." And Samuel Smiles, I love this quote. "The great lesson of biography is to show what man can be and do at his best. A noble life put fairly on record acts like an inspiration to others." And that's what these veterans are, an inspiration.
From Chapter 1, Operation Rumination Commenced, to Chapter 23, the denouement?
Yeah, denouement.
Yeah.
Or what? It's essentially a French word, and I know that I'm not pronouncing it properly, but it's a French word which means to untie a knot, to untie. And so that's why that final chapter, I untie or unpackage what I learned from these veterans, what I learned about selfless service, and, of course, what I learned also in my my physical training and rumination.
And back to full circle, Rick, chatting on how this even came to be. Did you meet your personal goals? Are you satisfied with what
yes,
with what's come full circle?
Yes, I did, Shelley. Very happy with what came full circle. Again, I believe that the stories have to be told. As I say in the book, one of my favorites has always been Teddy Roosevelt, and Teddy Roosevelt says, "If you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month." I think that that's genius. And then Robert Frost, "The best way out is always through, not around, not under, not to sidestep it. You got to go through it. And then finally, Eleanor Roosevelt, understanding is a two-way street. She was so right.
To the point. Well, where do we find our copy of Operation Rumination?
Well, first of all, you can go to operationrumination.com to learn more. In addition to that, the book is available on Amazon. You can either look for Rick Vuyst, V-U-Y-S-T, or Operation Rumination. And then, of course, here in West Michigan, it is sold at Schuler Books and Music, at all Flowerland stores, at Marge's Donut Den.
Yeah, get a donut while you're there.
You got it. Because and Marge is such a supporter of veterans and community activity. Just love her. And she sets that example also of selfless service. So at Marge's, Franklin Press, which is the home of the singing soldier that's documented in Chapter 10, and then the Silversides Museum in Muskegon, right out there where I trained and wrote Operation Rumination.
How appropriate is that? And obviously we'll find you out and about, in May, signing your copies as well?
Yes, we're going to have some book signings, so we'll post those on operationrumination.com. We'll post that in social media. And the goal is to get some of these veterans out so that people can meet people like Virgil Westdale, Al Johnson, Sid Langer, these wonderful veterans that have so much to tell, so much to share, an example of selfless service. So yes, we'll be doing some book signings and looking forward to it.
Back to your fitness. You're going to race me in the Amway Riverbank Run?
Absolutely. When I get to the start line, Shelley, I'm always looking for you because I always get a smile from you and a high five, and I love that. Like I said, you are an inspiration to other runners, too, and I love it. So I'll be looking for you.
You are the author of Operation Rumination and much, much more on your resume. Turning Back the Clock, thank you for your inspiration, Rick Vuyst. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.